coming up on Three and Out.
The ball is free. The Broncos have it.
Lucky number 7 for the Broncos' top-ranked defense, as in 7 sacks against the Vikings.
Now, we're not really finding ways to win. You know, we are making ways to win.
The ground game took off last week, too. And after Ronnie Hillman's 100-yard game, the Broncos now have 2 starting running backs.
I think it was just, you know, the O-line just got tired of, you know, the outside noise.
And this week, the team heads to the Black Hole to visit a familiar face in Jack Del Rio.
Hello, brother.
Three and Out starts right now. Hello and welcome to this week's Three and Out. I'm Phil Milani. Thanks for tuning in. A little bit later, we'll be joined by Andrew Mason, Ben Swanson, and Scott Ward. But first, let's get started with First Down. All right, First Down, joined by Andrew Mason now, and it's time to talk about the league's number one defense, the Broncos. Made 7 sacks against the Vikings, and of course, that strip sack to seal the win.
Yeah, and you look at what the Broncos have done week after week. This defense has made game-winning or game-saving takeaways late. Darian Stewart's interception back in week 1, of course, the Brandon Marshall strip of Jamal Charles that Bradley Roby recovered in week 2. You go to week 3, you got David Bruton's interception when the Broncos were clinging to a lead. And then finally, in week 4, the big play with the strip sack fumble. It's not just that this defense is stingy and giving up yards, which is why it ranks number 1. It's also making the kind of explosive plays you want to see. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, TJ Ward said they keep making ways to get these victories. And now the defense will get an addition of another player, Derek Wolfe, back from suspension this week, rejoining his teammates. Mace, what do you think that his role could be? I know that Gary Kubiak said that Vance Walker probably played his best game of the season, but now insert Derek Wolfe.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Wolfe play mostly in the base package. I think maybe you'll see a little less of Vance Walker. They'll keep him fresh. But I think Antonio Smith, you've seen him work on pass rush downs along with Malik Jackson at defensive end. I don't think that's going to change because that plays well to the strengths of both Smith and Derek Wolfe, who's a better run defender than a pass rusher.
Yeah, Derek Wolfe started all 16 games last season, had 35 tackles. We'll see how he fits in to this number one ranked defense.
Well, it's the NFL. You know, there's competition every day. It's been like that since I got here. There's always competition, and that's how you get better with competition. So I embrace it, I enjoy it, and I'm ready to go. So it was a long month. You know, the first 2 weeks went by real quick, and then the last 2 weeks just dragging on. It was awful. It was awful. It was, I've had to sit and watch before because of injury, but when you're perfectly healthy and you're just like chomping at the bit, ready to go, and you feel the best you've ever felt, there's nothing worse.
Okay, back for second down, and now we're going to talk about the running back situation. Maybe a little bit of a competition here after Ronnie Hillman's big day against the Vikings.
Competition, yes, but at the same time, I think it's going to be more of a collaboration. As Gary Kubiak said on Monday, they really have 2 starting running backs now, and C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Hillman now. I think C.J. Anderson will still get the call at the beginning of the game. Maybe you start Ronnie Hillman to open the second half. I think there's 2 reasons for that. Number 1, they look at some of what C.J. Anderson did on Sunday. Even though he didn't have as many yards as Ronnie Hillman, there were some positives. He had the big play on the reception, the 27-yarder right out of the gates, and also nearly broke a big run in the second half, was an ankle tackle away from doing so, and a very nice run on the last drive for 13 yards that set up Brandon McManus' game-winning field goal. So Anderson has done some positive things. And I think the other thing to consider is this. There's about a 20-25-pound difference between Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson, so you're not sure if Ronnie Hillman can absorb the pounding of 20 or 25 touches, so best to split it up between the 2 guys.
Yeah, definitely. Either way, if they get the running game going, it's definitely a good thing for the Broncos. Ronnie Hillman, the first 100-yard rusher for the Broncos this season, but like May said, C.J. also had a good game.
Now, we'll keep going the way we're going. I think of them both as starters, to be honest with you. I know somebody has to walk out there on play number 1, but they're going to both play and probably play right down the middle. And, it's obvious that Ronnie has earned the right to get more carries and play more than he has in the past. And that happened yesterday. So I'll see that continue to happen.
You always need something to spark the running game. And, this week, it was just, me and CJ got tired of, us telling us that we can't run the ball, and it was just that time.
All right, time for third down, and now we bring in Ben Swanson. And, of course, it's Raiders week around here. Always fun to go into that black hole. And recently, the Broncos have had a lot of success against the Raiders. 7 straight regular season wins against the Raiders. But this seems to be an improved Raider team this year.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they made a coaching change. Jack Del Rio, coordinator here. He's now the head coach there, and they've made some improvement, especially defensively. They've been better at stopping the run. Offense, they've got some weapons. They got Amari Cooper. They've got Derek Carr, so they've got some strides there in the passing game. And even Latavius Murray is doing better in the running game. However, they still have some struggles. Passing defense has allowed the most 20-plus yards plays of any team so far. So they're sitting at 2-2, better than they were last year when they were winless, but still some room to improve there for them.
Yeah, definitely. And then, of course, on the defensive side, we know how good Justin Tuck and Khalil Mack can be getting after the quarterback. The Broncos will head into that game with 13 straight road divisional wins. They'll look to make it 14 against the Raiders. We asked Coach Kubiak, what is the secret to going on the road and getting these wins?
Well, it's tough on the road in this league anytime, you know. So, you know, we've got two back-to-back road games coming up here. So we knew that. We knew early in the season we're playing a lot of road football games. But, you know, we just need to go back out there and play consistent. We know Oakland's a tough place to play. They've been playing extremely well. And, you know, we just got to have a good week of preparation. But playing good road football usually means protecting the football and playing physical. You know, if you do those two things, you probably got a good chance.
It's time for fourth down, so let's go ahead and punt it over to Scott Ward and our social media department.
All right, thanks, Phil. And now the real reason everyone watches this show, social media questions. First one this week is from Daniel Gonzalez, 8. He wonders, why is it that the Broncos didn't have to cut anyone this week, bringing back Derek Wolfe?
Well, Daniel, it's real simple. The Broncos actually have a one-week grace period where they can carry an extra player on their 53-man roster while deciding what to do with Derek Wolfe as he gets up to speed. So they don't have to make a corresponding roster move until 1 week after if they really want to. That being said, if you want him to play in Oakland, then you've got to get him on the 53, and then you would have to make a move. It's pretty standard procedure with guys coming off of suspensions, so teams can gauge where the player is at physically after he's been away and then make an assessment as to whether to keep him on the 53-man roster or not.
All right, thanks, Mace. Time for question number 2 for Swanee. Deluxe RN Dino wonders, is CJ hurt and just not talking about it? What do you think, Ben?
Thanks for the question, Dino. I don't know if there's been any source of frustration for injury-wise. He hasn't been on the report in a couple weeks. I know there's frustrations for fantasy owners especially because he isn't producing like people originally thought. However, I think it might be a matter of just working with a completely new offensive line, especially last week as they did a shuffle with the tackles. However, he did have 43 yards, and that bumps up to 70 with the 27-yard pass he took. So I think as time goes on, it'll be a matter of more just getting a little bit more comfortable. He was close on a couple of those runs, maybe just a hair off. And, you know, if you're worried about injuries, he is a very physical runner, but that didn't seem to slow him down last year.
All right, those are our questions for this week. Pretty much no reason to watch the rest, but we'll send it back to Phil anyway.
Thank you very much, Scott, and that's going to do it for this week's 3 and Out. Thank you to Andrew Mason, Ben Swanson, and Austin Brink behind the camera. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.